It's one thing to look at homicides statistically. It's another thing to look at them from the ground. The aftershocks from a killing can affect families for years, maybe even for lifetimes. Let me introduce you to a mother in Macon, Georgia, who is fundamentally changing how she is raising her children in the wake of one homicide.
When it comes to guns, Marsharia Torney Daramanu is sure of one thing.
With my kids now, when they get of age to own a gun, I will make sure they are trained to use a gun.
She didn't always feel this way.
Yeah, this is my son right here. Yeah, he's the one who got killed.
On her refrigerator is a photo of her son, Stacy K. Johnson Jr., with his kids. When he died in 2013, that changed everything.
My son had lived in Georgia since he was 9, and then he moved away for a few years, and then he was just moving back.
The whole family was moving back to Georgia from Wisconsin in 2013. Stacy, his girlfriend, and their kids came down a few months before the rest of the family to reconnect with old friends in Jonesboro.
On a Sunday, just like we do in Wisconsin, they had like a family get-together, friends get-together, you know, with their kids, their wives, everything. That's when this happened.
Stacy and three friends made a run to a convenience store for drinks. There they crossed paths with Michael Ray Jordan. Jordan was then 24 years old and in the second year of parole after serving 5 years of a 20-year sentence for a carjacking. He had a gun during the carjacking, and he had a gun again in 2013.
Like he had a gang jacket on or something, and I guess he thought people were like looking at him.
Whatever happened at the store, Jordan ended up driving after Stacy Johnson and his friends as they left. They had no idea what was happening until they heard a strange sound.
Like when you do, you know, hear ambulance and you like looking around like, where is it coming from?
Part of that sound they couldn't put a name to was gunfire. As he drove, Jordan was aiming bullet after bullet at the car carrying Stacy Johnson and his friends.
And the one that hit the windshield was my son turned around and hit him, like, almost right in the ear, like, in the head.
Neither Johnson nor his friends had a gun of their own. Stacy K. Johnson Jr. was shot on the 3rd of March, 2013. He was taken off of life support on the 5th. He was 25. Michael Ray Jordan is serving life without parole, but is appealing his murder conviction. Marsharia said she did her best to keep this from happening. She says she never wanted to saddle her son with the life and death responsibility of a gun.
Because with a gun, if you pull it out, you know, you better be ready to use it.
But today, she has doubts.
It just makes me feel like what I taught him, it was right. But in this day and time, you have to have a gun.
There's one question that still makes her angry. How did a convicted felon on parole for a gun crime get another gun? Regardless, Marsharia says she will control her anger before she gets her gun.
I just want to be able to strictly just peacefully go get my gun, know what I'm doing. As soon as I have the means to do so, I will do so.
She says she wants to be able to protect her children. And here is the biggest change. Marsharia says she will not raise the children she has left at home the way she raised Stacy.
I have an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and an 8-year-old. They will. They will know how to use a weapon, and they will know how to protect themselves.
Marsharia Torney Daramanu says she's tired of watching parents bury their children. Her hope now is that her kids will have a fighting chance. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.